Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here as we're now talking with the head girls track coach and activities director of South Hamilton. It is Dan Brody joining us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet, Quinn. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
So as we take a look at your team this year, it's a kind of an interesting mix for your girls team this year. You graduated some key athletes from a year ago on some teams. There are some relays and events that went to state. You bring up some younger athletes, but you still have quite a few athletes returning that were part of those relays and individual events from last year that qualified for state and had really successful seasons. And just in the early going of this season, how would you surmise how your team has performed here, at least through the first couple weeks of the outdoor season?
Yeah, I mean, just going back to the top when you talked about, yeah, you miss some pieces every single year that were really instrumental to the year prior, but that's the beauty of this sport is you get some new pieces to fill in, you get some girls to step up that were kind of in some roles last year that are now in more primary roles this year. So it's always fun to see that. I would say when we take a look at how this season has progressed so far early on, you know, we got a lot of leadership. You know, we got a lot of girls that are taking on some of those leadership roles of showing the other girls how to practice, how to prepare for meets, how to compete, you know, how to respond to maybe some problems or respond to maybe some placings that didn't quite go their way and just kind of moving forward. So progress is always something that we focus on. Maybe not so much result meet to meet, but just, hey, are we getting better? Are we improving? Are we doing the little things right that's going to make us really successful by the end of the year?
I think early on this year, at least from what I have seen, an area of strength for your team has been in field events, particularly throwing events and the high jump has been a strong point for your team so far. You had a state qualifier a year ago in Isabel Swenson. Grace Neuberger is back. She's a senior in the high jump. And then in the throws, Kendra Hoverston's been in that throwing room throughout most of her career. Daytona Ferry, she was a state qualifier as a freshman a year ago. What kind of improvements have you seen from those field event athletes so far this year?
Yeah, it's been a very early season. You know, we did the Dickinson Indoor up at UNI, and then we had a co-ed track meet down in Huxley. And from our field events, you know, I thought it was a tremendous start. We have two very experienced high jumpers in Grace and Isabel. Izzy, like you said, was a state qualifier last year. Grace was a state qualifier 2 years ago, just missed out on it last year. So, I mean, they bring a lot of depth and experience there. And are jumping well, you know, and jumps are all about, you know, getting good conditions on a good day and then just being competitive with whatever conditions you got. And then for the throws, you know, Kendra, I thought, has really stepped up so far early season. She PR'd in both shot and discus so far in just the first meet of the year. And Daytona is close. She's right on her heels. Daytona is really working hard at developing her technique that's going to, you know, pay dividends later in the season, and that takes some time. But overall, the throwers that I have this year, Kendra, Daytona, Taylor, I'm drawing a blank. Kendra, Daytona, Taylor, and our freshman Tessa Scartweet, they've been doing a great job. And, you know, you kind of let them go off and do their thing, and Taylor's done a great job as a senior as well, kind of leading the group and making sure that they're on track and performing well, and just can't say enough about them.
I mean, you take a look at this upcoming schedule. You got two meets scheduled for this week. Unfortunately, weather does look promising this week. You guys are at Earlham coming up on Tuesday. You'll see some of the, you know, outer Des Moines schools, see some good talent there. Yep. And then you guys are at Manson Northwest Webster on Thursday, see some more of the Northern Iowa schools. And when you look at those two meets this week, what are some areas you and the staff are looking at in terms of this is what we really want to work on this week?
So I think with this Earlham meet, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of load up some of the individual events. We're going to put some girls that have been leaders within our relays in some more individual focused events, the open one, open two, open four, open eight, and kind of work backwards from there. I think we have a tremendous amount of depth, especially in the sprints, to where we can kind of pull some of those top girls, if you will, that have a lot of state experience and let them try to achieve independently for the team and garner team points, as well as then not lose a bunch on the back end in the relays by inserting a sophomore or a freshman into the mix that can certainly compete. And so we're excited. It gives opportunities to both groups to try to achieve some different things. And then we'll kind of see how Tuesday goes and play into Thursday a little bit. You know, we got a couple of cracks at trying to get, you know, a 4x1 down to Drake relays. We've done that successfully here several years in a row, and that would be a fun opportunity. So we will kind of load up that 4x1 and work on it over the next two meets.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck on Tuesday in Earlham. Good luck on Thursday in Manson.
Hey, thanks, Quinn. Appreciate your coverage, man.
Yep, absolutely. That was Dan Brody, the head girls track coach and activities director for the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.